Station 3. Enter the inner world with the Kinderlandverschickung. Michael Ende was no model student, except when he could invent stories. His classmate, Adam Heer, recalled a first grade essay on My Dream, where 7-year-old Michael churned out 12 pages. Adam asked how he could have written so much so fast. Michael's reply was, "With more time, I'd have written 25. School felt like a long gray prison to him. In 1943, due to air raids on German cities, his class was relocated to rural Garmisch-Partenkirchen via the Kinderlandverschickungsprogramm. Michael spent 2 years in his birthplace, staying at the former Hotel Pension Kramerhof. He and 3 friends slept in the back house, pulling pranks like launching homemade rockets or smearing glow-in-the-dark paint on their faces to scare others at night. Yet, the times were grim. Munich's skies glowed with bombings, and Michael worried about his mother until a telegram arrived.
"Studio burned. I'm safe. Mama."
In the Kramerhof library, 14-year-old Michael discovered Novalis, Hymns to the Night, which deeply inspired him. He penned his own first poems, each with the subtitle, "Please Don't Read." But while he cherished the Kramerhof's library, he found the food awful and scarce. His mother Lise complained, but this soon backfired. Michael was moved to Haus Rosenegg, near the Bunte House, where the family once lived. Here, the food was better, but he fell in love for the first time. More about that at Station 4.